Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
John Hagee worked at a children's home and noticed that on the days that visitors were allowed, one boy invariably would come and stand by the gate. But John also noticed no one ever came to see the lad. One day, John asked him why he always waited when nobody ever came to see him. "I'm waiting for my father," replied the lad. "Yes, but your dad never comes, so why wait?" The boy wistfully replied, "I don't know my father, and until I know my father, I won't know myself." What sadness! Though you may have never thought of it in these terms, one of the reasons that Jesus was secure and confident was that he knew his Father. He knew where he had come from. And subsequently, he also knew what was ahead of him. There's an interesting statement in John's Gospel which says of Jesus, "He did not need man's testimony about man, for he knew what was in a man." Question: do you know who you are? Or like the boy that always waited at the gate for a dad who didn't come, do you ever wonder about your own father? Yes, I agree. It's wonderful to know your biological father. Yet because of circumstances beyond their control, thousands of men and women never really get to know their fathers. But knowing who we are goes well beyond our earthly parents. During the French Revolution, according to one story, one of the sons of Louis XIV was raised by a debauched woman whose intent was to corrupt the lad. When he was urged to do things which he felt were wrong, so goes the story, he would stomp his foot and say, "I will not do that. I am the son of a king." Talking about the relationship that God's children have with their heavenly Father, Paul wrote to the Galatians and said, "You are all sons of God through faith in Christ." In the paragraph which follows, Paul related how that when we trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we are adopted into the family of God, becoming His children with an inheritance that can never be taken from us. "Until I know my Father," said the boy at the gate of the orphanage, "I will never know myself." Friend, are you like that? Long ago, David cried, "Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me." That's good news. Though often the youngest child gets spoiled in a family, it seems that David got the task which nobody else wanted. No wonder David sensed abandonment and revulsion, but he also experienced something which is the antidote to standing at the gate. He added, "The Lord will receive me." People the world over can testify to the fact that the family of God has a closeness which they never knew in the family into which they were born. Jesus unites his children and gives them a love for each other which can surpass even the closest of human relationships. Question: have you joined the family of God? It all begins by trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Then it's enriched by worshiping in community, by studying the Word to find out who you are in God's sight, by learning what great things He has in store for you as His child, and how He provides strength for weakness and hope for our despair. Don't stand at the gate waiting for a dad to show up who is never there. Get to know your Father, the one who sent His Son to die so that we might have eternal life. And get acquainted with your brothers and sisters. You're all part of the family of God.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.